I was experiencing some back spasms, so I couldn't, you know, it wasn't, they weren't releasing. So, after a certain period of time, just kind of sat down and said, you know, it's best just to, you know, take care of it for now. So, yeah, that's why I was out there.
How would you describe the season overall?
You know, disappointing. Obviously, it's not, not what we, expected or thought was going to happen, but, you know, it's tough. You know, 6 years now where there's no playoffs for me. It's not fun to go through. This is the time of year where you want to, you know, play. And, you know, I think as a team we're, you know, very disappointed.
What do you think of the direction the team is going?
I think it's good. You know, we like who we have in there. It's definitely something that, you know, you can, you know, kind of put it in front of you, you know, as you're going through it. But I think, you know, you get more of a feel when you're kind of sitting there in the off season and actually get a chance to think about everything and where the direction's going. But, you know, everyone's, you know, I wouldn't say happy. You know, it's not a very happy time right now, but I think, you know, it's something that, you know, I think we're moving in the right direction.
With the back spasms, something you dealt with all season?
What's that?
Back spasms, something you dealt with throughout the season, or is there something that seemed to trigger it?
No, it was just kind of towards the end there, but you know, as a hockey player, you're gonna go through things and a lot of injuries and stuff. But you know, it's something that I think there's a lot of things you can play through. But back spasms are no fun, so if you ever get any, don't do anything.
How would you compare your play this season to last season?
It's tough. I mean, it was you know, up and down, obviously. You know, I am my biggest critic, so. You know, I expect to be as good as I can be, and obviously that was, you know, not the case this year. So, for whatever reason it was, it's definitely something that, you know, I'm going to be, you know, going to the summer with a kind of a chip on my shoulder and, you know, make sure I'm ready to go.
Like, what do you think this team needs just to make that next step? Because you're all believing each other and you're getting closer, as you said, but what do you think they need just to add to it?
You know, I'm not going to sit here and say we need to go get a big centerman or whatever. You know, that's management's job. You know, as players, you just try to worry about what you can do to help the team and let, you know, kind of let the rest of it play itself out.
What is the difference, Western Conference, Eastern Conference?
A lot of big bodies out there. You know, it seemed like there's a lot of big, you know, as far as a defenseman playing against you know, some of the other team's top lines, their skilled guys also have size as well. So that was probably the biggest thing for me, just seeing, you know, the different, you know, the Ryan Getzlabs, Corey Perry, you know, Kopitar, guys like that that are big and they have a lot of skill.